Song tonight will be number 315. Oh, Why Not Tonight, number 315. We always take this time at the end of Wednesday night Bible study to give anyone who has not responded to the gospel the opportunity to do so. If you are here tonight and you are of the age of accountability and you are not a Christian, you have a problem. You are in sin. And if you were to meet your Maker tonight, He would not be happy with you. You know that Christ came to earth and died so that you could avoid the punishment of God's wrath and receive reconciliation to God and a hope of eternal life with Him. However, God is not the only one that is interested in you. Satan is active and powerful in this world and wants nothing more than for your soul to be lost eternally. We need a solution to this problem, but we must be careful when looking for it. Satan is devious, and his influence can be seen in the religious world today. He wants to make it seem like you have plenty of time and options on how you want to go about being saved. If you ask someone in the religious world how to be saved, I imagine that you'd get a different answer every time you asked. Some would say that you have to believe in God, and that's it, you're good to go. Others might say that you have to do a little bit more than that, but if you say the sinner's prayer or something like that, then that is when you are saved. Others might even say that you need to be baptized, but only to show that you have already been saved. On the other hand, there are some religious organizations that would say that even if you wanted to be saved right now, you couldn't. And finally, for our purpose tonight, there are some who say that all you have to do is be a good person, and God will be happy with you. But I'm here tonight to tell you that all of those answers are wrong. There is only one way that you can receive salvation, and that is Jesus' way. Jesus will say in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." Jesus sacrificed his blood so that atonement could be made for our sins, but we can only receive that atonement by doing what his word says to be saved. So what does the Bible say? How can you be saved tonight? Romans 10, verse 17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You must hear the word of God so that you know that you are in need of salvation. You're doing this right now. You must also believe in the words which you hear. Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Verse 6 says, "For without faith it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." You must believe in the evidence of the things that you have heard both now and at other times, that they are reliable and true. You must believe and want to take part in the salvation that is offered to you and the hope of eternal life, which Titus 2, 1 verse 2 says, God, who cannot lie, has promised. When your belief inspires you to take action as it is intended to do, you must be willing to leave your life of sin and live a new life devoted to God. Luke 13, verse 3 says, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Repentance, as you know, is not a one-time act, but a lifestyle change where we continually work on putting away our old self and work in focusing on developing the new man. When you're ready to make that change in your life, you must be willing to make the good confession. Romans 10, verse 10 says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." You must be willing to say out loud, "Yes, I do believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." All of these steps are important, and they must be followed, but they in themselves do not save. It is only by coming in contact with the blood of Christ that remission of sins is given. When you make that good confession, it will be on that basis that you follow what Peter, the inspired apostle of God, said in Acts 2, verse 38. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is when you are brought up from that watery grave of baptism, putting to death the old man and bringing to life the new, that God will add you to his church and write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you can go on your way rejoicing. Of course, you know that's just the beginning. The rest of your life will be devoted to abounding yet more and more, and being able to say yes to the question, is my name written there? I hope that those who are here tonight who stand in need of salvation will take advantage of the opportunity given right now. If you are a Christian, on the other hand, and you've wandered from the Lord and you need to make your life right, we'd be happy to help you get off to a fresh start. Whatever the case may be, if you need to respond to the gospel's call, do so right now as together we stand and sing.